TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Doran and Adam do an incredible job on this morning show. And they're a key cog in the recent Marconi win. And I understand that I'm very much cut my teeth, got a long way to go in this business. So again, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but why does this segment exist? Why does this 5:40 to 10 pre-show exist?
Jack, I'm so glad we are having this conversation.
I've done it once before, and I'm like, oh, all right. And as I prepped for the show, because normally what I do when I prep for my shows, I obviously you got to figure out how long it is. Every show on the station is pretty much 4 hours. For whatever reason, this is 4 hours and 20 minutes. I go through, I prep what I want to talk about in each segment, and then I go through and prep each segment one by one. And it takes a while. And when I get done, I'm like, oh, okay. Go through it. Make sure that I didn't miss anything. When I went through my prep for this show, I didn't miss anything. Oh, crap. The 5:40 pre-show. And I said, you know what? In peaceful protest, I'm not going to prep anything for this 5:40 pre-show because I don't understand why it exists. I don't get it.
So I know the reason why it exists. But I'm glad that you said it because I don't have the stature here to question the pre-show. So I'm glad you have the stature. I'm glad you said something. As far as I know, when Greg Giannotti did the morning show like 10 years ago.
How's he doing these days? He's doing pretty well for himself.
Oh, he's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Very well for himself, actually. When he did the morning show, from what I've been told, it was his idea to do a pre-show because he wanted to do a non-sports segment. And back then, the early morning show didn't exist, so it was just the national overnight show. So he's like, let's just take 20 minutes, talk about anything but sports, and then get into Pirates, Roethlisberger, whatever afterwards. Now,
okay.
Is it still needed in 2025?
No.
It's debatable. It's debatable.
No, because I'm sure the host of the early morning show, and especially when the person hosting the early morning show does a good job, like yourself, the person that normally does it, here, there.
That was Jack who said that, by the way, not me. I want to make that very clear.
He's asleep today. That's why I don't have any problem saying that. Anywho, I'm sure you would like an extra segment in there. An hour. A full hour. But I digress. It is Thanksgiving. A happy Thanksgiving 2025 to you. My name is Jack Hillgrove. Fired up to be with you for the next 4 hours. Although the unofficial start to my show will be 6 a.m. This is just, we're going to kind of let this one go by the wayside, wake up a little bit, sip on the energy drink, which the energy drink I chose this morning, atrocious. I'm not going to, I feel weird about mentioning brand names on here, especially like when some of them don't advertise on this station, but it is a relatively popular energy drink brand, and there is two flavors that I normally stick to in this energy drink brand that it's like, okay, I can suck it down and I'm good to go. It's like 150, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and that sets me off, you know, right when I need to go. I don't like coffee. I am not a coffee drinker. At my local convenience store, for the last like 3 weeks, neither one of the energy drink flavors with this brand that I prefer have been available. And they've got like a bunch of different type of like flavors that go along with this. The one that I've got today is sparkling mandarin marshmallow. And that might give away what the brand of energy drink it is, but I'm not going to say it, so you could figure it out for yourself. But sparkling mandarin marshmallow, Dom.
And is it good?
It is awful.
Oh, okay.
It is absolutely atrocious. But I had a great dinner last night with some friends. Was up a little bit later than normal, getting crossing some T's and dotting some I's for this show. Need a little extra pick-me-up this morning. I only got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And normally I'm good on 4 or 5 hours of sleep, but after a pretty heavy Italian dinner last night, it was a little tougher getting up this morning, a little after 4 o'clock. But the one thing that I didn't do, and it's probably for the first time, gosh, since I turned of legal drinking age, I did not participate in Thanksgiving Eve, Blackout Wednesday, whatever the kids call it these days. And I'm not upset about it. I'm not upset about it by any means. And I'll share this story because it ended up paying off for me in the end. I always hold a special place in my heart for Thanksgiving Eve because I met my girlfriend who I now live with on Thanksgiving Eve. We matched on a dating app. At the end of October, early November, you get to talking, you get to texting, and then it's like, okay, let's pick a time to meet. And we had some mutuals, and we decided to get all the mutuals together on a Thanksgiving Eve. It was a fantastic evening. I end up spending the night with her that night, and I overindulged in the adult beverages. So I wake up the next day very early, very hungover, and Uber back to my parents' house. My parents and neighbors and family friends do a Thanksgiving beer mile. So it's not like that. If you look up like what the traditional beer mile is, they don't do that. And some of the people don't even like chug the beer and then run the mile. It's just like my family's version of the turkey bowl. The beer mile transpires. Everybody brings out food and stuff. And they do like a Thanksgiving morning tailgate with some mimosas, Bloody Marys, whatever. After the beer mile. So I'm in my Uber, I feel horrible, and I'm pulling up to my parents' house, and coming up the hill to my parents' front yard, I see just at least 24 people stand. I thought that I was going to get home after everybody had left from the beer mile. No, I get out of an Uber. The Uber that I had tinted windows, so nobody could see me inside. And they're like, who's this car pulling up to the house right now? And I get out in the same clothes I was wearing the night before, just miserable and hungover. And everybody's like, oh my God, hi, how are you? Haven't seen some people in a while. And I'm just like, I'm going to bed. And I went upstairs and went to bed. So that is what I don't miss about Thanksgiving Eve and Blackout Wednesday. And again, I don't have any trouble sharing that story because I ended up spending the night with the girl who I very much love dearly, and we live now together and share home with together. But I don't miss that. I don't miss the anxiety. I don't miss feeling like absolute garbage waking up the next day. And I have grown to love and appreciate Thanksgiving so much more because the food just kicks ass on this holiday. When I'm hungover, I want like McDonald's, and I'm not in the mood for anything else. I want disgusting fast food when I have a bad, bad hangover. And the last couple of years where I've been really hungover on Thanksgiving because of the night before, it ruins the meal for me. And between my mother and my grandmother and my aunt, like everybody pitches in and we've got some pretty darn good stuff rolling in our house food-wise on Thanksgiving. So when Craig says, hey, a couple of weeks ago, you want to host the morning show on Thanksgiving, I jumped right at it because I jump at every opportunity I can to host shows on the station. I love it. It's so much fun. But it's also the perfect excuse for, you know what? I can't go out. I've got to be on the morning show the next day. Although, we talk about Content Craig around here. 4 hours with a violently hungover Jack would be an experience.
In fact, I think I would have preferred that, to be honest.
Why?
I think that would have been fantastic. 4 hours of hungover Jack?
Some like real heavy breathing and dry heaving. I would probably make some people sick out there
driving around. You'd sound like Cabali. Yeah, you know? Did you watch Stranger Things last night? Was that on the docket?
So, I've been incredibly, incredibly busy with work. And one of the things when the final trailer for Stranger Things came out, whenever that was, I said, you know what? Between now and when the final season comes out, I will start it. And I never did. So I am not a Stranger Things fan. I'm not a hater. I've just never seen one episode of the show, believe it or not. For how incredibly popular it is, I have not seen Stranger Things.
So
I have a really bad problem with starting TV shows. Like I come home from work, and if my girlfriend's asleep and if I'm not like going to, you know, turn on my Xbox and play video games, I'll throw on a random episode of The Sopranos. I've seen The Sopranos start to finish like 7 times, and I'll just throw on a random episode from like season 2, season 3, whatever, instead of like sitting down and coming home and starting a brand new series.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So I was going to ask, how old were you in 2016?
I turned 18 in August of 2016.
Okay, because 2016, I would have been, like 13? And so that was right around the age of the kids in the first season. So if you were around their age, it like really resonated with you. And if you're around my age, 21, 22, it really hits home. So I guess if you were 18 at the time, but still, I'm shocked you've never even seen an episode of Stranger Things.
I know, it's bad, especially for how people rave about it. And it's one of those shows that like, I haven't seen people diss, you know what I mean? Like I feel like it's probably that good. And you've got a t-shirt on for it this morning, so I'm sure I know where your opinions lie on that show, but I just have not. And I would probably really like it. I would probably really enjoy it. And it was one of those things where everybody freaked out about the trailer for the final season. And they've kind of dealt with, what, COVID and the writer's strike, right? That's why it's taken this long for the final season.
Yeah, people always like to laugh and say, oh, the kids look like they're 50 now. They dealt with a global pandemic and then the writer's strike. So there's been one season in the past 6 years.
That's crazy.
Which is, it's ridiculous. But they were also dealing with stuff and I guess you can kind of forgive it. But now it's out, so who cares? We can all sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, the only like active shows that I am a fan of and watch, like Outer Banks. I'm a big Outer Banks fan.
Mm.
I started watching that show as a single, you know, recent college graduate for a very, you know, pretty actress, Madeline Klein. And that's probably why I would love like the Stranger Things, because I think Stranger Things does like a better job with like the in-depth storytelling. I'm also a history buff. And like the whole, you know, treasure gold hunting aspect in Outer Banks.
Yeah.
And then the most recent season focused on like Blackbeard and pirates. I love that kind of hit. I love like, and especially because there's like no real concrete evidence. Those people and pirates like that existed, but there's no like concrete evidence on like what they actually did, or because obviously it was like in the 15 and 1600s. That stuff fascinates me. But other than that, I tried to watch Euphoria when it was popular.
Yeah.
No.
That show's weird.
Yeah. And like that, they're coming out with another season. I'm interested to see how it all plays out, because the one guy, Angus Cloud, who played the one character in that show, he unfortunately passed away like 2 years ago. So like, how do you write him off the show? The other guy that played Dr. Derek Shepherd, or not Dr. Derek Shepherd, the guy from, one of the guys from Grey's Anatomy, and that's a show that I've only watched here and here there as well. He was diagnosed with ALS. Eric Dane. He was like a mainstay on Grey's Anatomy. He was diagnosed with ALS and is like, that disease sucks. And it's not going to end well for him. So, like, how do you write that guy off the show? And they fell victim to the writer's strike. So, like, they were deranged high school delinquents, and it's like now they're like all those, like Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, all those actors and actresses are in their like mid 20s. Some of them probably in their early 30s now. So, I don't know. And then even when it was on and it was popular, I just, eh.
Yeah, Euphoria is weird. I love Sydney Sweeney, love Zendaya. And so I've seen like bits and pieces of the show, but overall, weird. As far as Outer Banks goes, I might have told this story before, but I started watching it last fall because one of my roommates loves it and he swears by it. He's like, you got to watch Outer Banks. Swear to God, true story. I was watching the first episode and it was maybe 20 minutes in and Madeline Klein hadn't shown up in the show yet. And I'm like, does she only appear in the second season? Like, when does she? So I go on Google and I type in on Google and I said, when in Outer Banks does? And you know how Google gives you a bunch of auto?
Yeah.
And it just flat out spoiled what happened in the fourth season.
That's...
And I was like, there's no point in watching the show now because someone dies.
Yeah.
And it said who dies.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, you got to be crapping me.
That's awful.
And so I haven't watched it since. There's no point. The whole thing is ruined.
Yeah. I made that mistake with a buddy. I'll shout him out. Ed DiOrio, best friend in college. Westmoreland County Bureau Chief for Channel 4 now. I started watching Breaking Bad before him. And I was still watching it when he started. The show's like, what, five seasons? You Breaking Bad guy?
Yeah, five seasons.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned Better Call Saul with Donald in South Carolina. I heard that earlier.
You remember the name of the guy. Look at you.
Yeah. Well, he showed up. He was in town for the Five Alarm Marathon and showed up. I think it was when it was with Donnie and me, like whatever, 1-2 o'clock in the morning,
right.
and donated, and I'd like seen him on Twitter and stuff, so it was cool to put a name to a face.
Okay, gotcha.
But I remembered him from then. Anyways, I got to like halfway through season two, and then Ed started watching Breaking Bad, and then I thought he had caught up to that point, and I had like said a quote from a giant spoiler in the show, and I said the quote, and he's like, what? And I went, oh, I thought you saw that already.
Oh, what was the quote?
I don't want to spoil it.
Can you say the quote without like giving it away?
No. It was Jesse is a friend.
Oh, yes.
A bad influence on him, to say the least.
Yes.
And something happens to that friend. And one of the other main characters has a reason into why that something happened to that friend.
Yep.
And it was that other person's quote to Jesse about that situation. And I don't know, we were at the bar and I was like, we were just like swapping quotes back and forth on the show. And he didn't get to that point yet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
At what point though?
And he's watching The Sopranos now. And I am not even like going because I learned my lesson from that situation.
But at what point does the statute of limitations expire on spoilers? Like I The Sopranos got spoiled for me. And I'm like, I can't even get mad about that because
that's a good question. But in today's day and age where you can just binge quite literally any series at any point on any streaming service, I still like to, especially on a platform like this, because you never know who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Listening and what they're watching.
Sure.
I would hate to be at like Christmas karaoke and somebody comes up to me and says, you spoiled Breaking Bad for me. I would hate that. So that's why I avoid it. But I know you understand because Breaking Bad was off the air in what, 2013?
Yeah.
The Sopranos was like in the mid 2000s.
Yeah.
So I understand that. That's a fair question. But in today's day and age, when you can quite literally watch any show at any point, I like to err on the side of caution.
Sure. Yesterday, like Crowley and I were talking about Game of Thrones on the air, and I mentioned a character that dies. And I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that. But also, if you haven't seen Thrones or Sopranos by now, you probably never will.
That's a good point. Six and one, half dozen the other. Did you do this pre-show read?
No, that's for you to do.
Oh,
sir.
Okay. And it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You can visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. See, again, I don't morning show, early morning show, pre-show. I don't know. It just me. But we've got a good show on tap this morning. I guess the one silver lining in why we do this show is now that I've got 20 minutes of babbling out of my way, I'm fired up and ready to roll. Is this the year? Is this finally the year Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers suffer a losing season? With the last six games on tap for the black and gold, I think it's a very fair question. We'll get into that. We'll get into Pitt-Miami, big-time football weekend in Pittsburgh, and it starts on Saturday with the Panthers and a chance to get into the ACC title game. It ended up working out this way. Thanksgiving's about obviously being around people that you're thankful for. Those include family members. I have a family member that is much more long-tenured and more successful in this business. That typically does a weekly hit with this show on Thursdays. Thanksgiving falls on Thursday, so I text him and say, hey, you still want to do it with me? Absolutely. My grandpa, Bill Hillgrove, will join the program at 7:50. Jeff Hathorn this morning at 9:25, 9:30, somewhere around that mark. And I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. If you need to take a break from all the Thanksgiving turkey prep, want to pick up the phone and call, any and all topics are on the table this morning, 412-928-9370. We'll get into all of that coming up next on the Fan Morning Show.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.